Good afternoon, I'm Mark Allen with Gabor.io, and I'm here today with Ramzi Malej, the CTO of Veemly. I got the name right in the company wrong. Veemly, how you doing today, Ramzi?
I'm good, thank you, Mark.
Well, good, I'm glad you could join us today. Thanks for joining us. Very near and dear picture to my heart behind you. I've always, living in the Bay Area, I've always liked that. I've actually been to the Marin Highlands there, have you?
I live in the Bay Area, but I am a longtime traveler. I'm originally from Tunisia. I spent 9 years in Canada where I did my master's degree and I worked for a little bit. Then moved to New York to work with ThoughtWorks, and after that co-founded Veemly. And this is what made me move to the Bay Area, where I'm enjoying like the sun, the beach.
Yes, except also, today, as you know, it's raining.
COVID is exceptional, but
it was last Sunday it was 75 and sunny, so for mid-January that's not so bad. So, and I have to ask, have you been to that spot in Marin Highlands? I've actually been where that picture was taken. Have you been there yet?
Yeah, I've been there 2 times. Not that much. I go from time to time fishing, so I got to see like a couple of beaches here. They are really awesome.
Yeah, very nice. So you've gone over basically your experience, and it's interesting, you coming from Tunisia, Canada, New York, and San Francisco. That's quite a varied various places you've been to. And you've been, how long have you been in the Bay Area?
I've been in the Bay Area for 3 years now.
Okay.
There is a trend, so I'm always going west.
Oh yeah, well, Hawaii's next, right?
Yeah, Hawaii and then Japan maybe.
Yeah, that's way west. So I'm assuming you came to the Bay Area to start Veemly. So why don't you tell us what Veemly's about, what you do, who your typical customer is, things like that?
Sure. So Veemly is a platform that's intended for engineers to help them with all the communication aspect, and also understand how they are spending their time on a daily basis. So engineers would go on the platform, connect all the applications they are using, and Veemly will process all the incoming messages, prioritize them for them in a couple of buckets, like first one, for example, that requires actions from them. Second one, what requires attention. And the third one is more and less like less important stuff. We came up with the idea because we realized that engineers are like the most expensive resource at each company. And whenever like they lose focus because of distractions, they have to spend up to 30 minutes to get back. And we want to fix this problem by, killing notifications, having a platform that will be an assistant to help them process all their notifications or incoming, collaboration events. So this way they can focus on their work, they can get stuff done. And also we offer insights to product managers and team managers in general about how their people are doing. Are they working like late hours, or how much time are they spending on collaboration versus, doing actual work? And this is mostly to help managers and understand like the team dynamic and find spots where they can improve the team and take it to the next level. It's not like intended to be a monitoring tool or productivity check, but more of how we can increase the team performance and take it to the next level.
It sounds like it's a tool that helps you understand really what's going on with your engineers so that you can help them
be more. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There is a misconception that as an engineer, you would like be programming 8 hours, like the whole 8 hours, but it doesn't work like that. No. You have emails to answer, probably you have to answer customers, you have to collaborate on design documents and all that stuff. And And all this, these activities are not captured and is not measurable, like as of today. So the idea is we measure these activities and we provide insights to the managers and to the individuals as well.
Yeah, well, being a developer myself, I certainly understand what you're talking about. Just out of curiosity, are most of your customers like the company wants it for their engineers, or do you do a fair amount of business with digital nomads and people like that?
So we have two cohorts of people, and we've mostly like getting these initial customers organically because we spent a lot of time investing in content and building communities. So we have engineers who actually want like a way to measure like their day, how well they are doing. Mm-hmm. And we've got managers who want to understand like
what's going on,
you know, how much time like my team is spending on this and that, and like to get a way to quantify this.
Yeah. Well, having been a developer in my life, I know when people have said, what are you doing all day? Well, how come this isn't done? And if you can actually show, hey, this is how many times I was interrupted during the course of the day, that actually would be a good tool for engineers, right?
Exactly. Especially that if you're like you're programming, it's going to take you up to 30 minutes to get back in.
Yeah. People don't realize that. If you're really honing in on something and you get interrupted, it's hard to get back. It takes... I'll believe you that it's 30 minutes. I mean, I've heard different.
The study is like.
Yeah.
Studies say it's up to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
The more like the task gets technical.
Yes.
The more it gets closer to the 30 minute.
Yeah. A lot of times you have to go back and start from the beginning.
Yeah. Times. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're in an interesting field here now on your product offering. I have to believe that the demand for your product went up when COVID hit. Is that true?
That's true. With COVID, we've seen a shift towards like remote teams and people like started talking about Zoom, what we call like Zoom fatigue, you know, being on meetings all the time. And it's hard, like basically you're getting like so many messages on Slack. How am I supposed to prioritize all this, you know, incoming flow of information? So this helped us a lot, ironically, and thankfully for us. So we've seen like an increased interest in getting the product and starting pilots with companies.
That's great. And before COVID, were you a 100% remote company, or did you actually have offices that people came into?
Since the inception of our company, we believed in remote. Myself, like as I used to work as a consultant for ThoughtWorks, I used to travel, and on Friday I would work remote, and so I built like this culture. As I'm gaining experience year over year, and also with Veemly, since we had limited financial resources, we had to tap into markets where the talent is more affordable, and we kind of like were forced as well into the remote setup. With that said, we implemented like a framework so we can set these people up for success. So when they join the company, they will have like one person to help them throughout the week, get them accustomed with the culture, and basically help them with everything they need. So it's their go-to person. And this person is there to support them, to help them with whatever, you know, this resource needs. And also we have this virtual bot on Slack that organizes donuts. So it picks randomly people and asks them to spend like 5 minutes, you know, to socialize and talk. And this way we can bridge the gap, as at some point we used to have like 5 locations across the globe, Tunisia, France, San Francisco, Atlanta, and South Korea, Seoul. So we had no choice other than building this framework so we can make all like these resources work together.
Yeah. So curious about the virtual donut product. Is that part of your product offering, or is that something that your company uses internally?
No, it's something our company uses internally.
Have you thought of productizing it?
It's not our software.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But this is more on Slack, but for the technical team, I used to have like a lunch and learn. Not I used to have it, we still have it, but depends on the priorities. But it's something that we put on the calendar, and each week someone has to volunteer to do it. So it's not always the same person. And they can talk about anything they want, just something they feel like it's worth sharing with the team and, you know, spreading the knowledge. So they would volunteer, take the spot and talk about it.
Very cool. I like that idea. I think more companies should do that. Yeah, because it's interesting. Now that we're watching everybody on Zoom, we're getting a little view into their home life and their personal life. So it'd be nice to hear it, actually hear them say it, right?
Yeah. Now, like, there is no boundary between work and home. So either, like, you strive to build this boundary yourself and encourage people, like, even to create like a setup for work. So you get to their room, okay, I'm gonna work now, I'm in this mood. Now you're done, basically go do some activities, exercise. As we are like advocating for this in our platform, we are also advocating this internally to get people into like the well-being as well, because sitting like the whole day in front of a computer is not a healthy routine. Unless you take like, you know, breaks and, you know, drink water, you walk for a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I do. It's funny too, because I saw a joke that basically had a woman sitting at her desk at home. And she said, do I work from home or do I live at work? And a lot of people, I think, are wondering that right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it takes an effort, right? Mm-hmm. No one is going to like knock on your door and, you know, pull you from your chair and say, oh, go walk.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah, you got to do it. I mean, people will tell you, will try to remind you. The tools are there as well to remind you, but it takes like basically your own determination, right?
Yeah. So at this point, I usually ask customers, you know, what do you think is the future of remote employment? I think we're both bullish on that. But the other question I say is, what do you think could be done differently to make it more effective? I think I know what you're going to say about that, since you have a product that actually does make remote work more effective. True?
Yeah. I think what we're building falls like in this trend. And also, in order to make it like more effective, we need to think of the human capital we have, right? Mm-hmm. These are not just resources, you know, out there. So you need to cultivate like the sense of that they belong, you know, to an entity. Mm-hmm. They are not like in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And they have like colleagues at work who are there, you know, to help them succeed as well. Mm-hmm. So all of these challenges that we know, and we had like this bias in the past, oh, it's not gonna work, you know, how is it possible like to have people who are like 3,000 kilometer away, you know, mm-hmm. together? But now we have all these tools, so we can meet virtually. There are like even other products that will create this virtual space for you, like to socialize. Mm-hmm. And we just need to capitalize on this, and also like leverage platforms where basically you have an understanding, right, of what's going on and how your team is doing. Like I think it's useful to know, like, if like this person has been, you know, working the whole day mm-hmm. without moving in front of the computer, like, as a manager, you know, you would like at least tell them, you know, this is not healthy for you. Just take a break. It's fine.
Yeah, I agree with you. So. Well, Ramsey, you know, being a developer, a former developer and a development manager, I actually see a lot of value in your product offering. I think I'm actually hoping it is adopted by more people because I think it's needed. And I can see it being modified slightly to help even other verticals and other types of workers, because I think it's true of everybody now that's working remotely, that they need to know better what's really going on now that we're all separated except for by Zoom.
Yeah, absolutely. We use to go to a room to talk, to work on a design. Mm-hmm. Now this is not possible. We can do it virtually, and we can even talk about designing a feature on Slack, but this has to be measured, and surfaced somehow. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And there are also you want to also have this kind of collaboration, virtual collaboration, recorded in a format that's usable. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to open up a lot of opportunities for startups to build products that will help, with this remote setup. And
yeah,
Zoom and Slack is just the start.
I would agree with you. Well, Ramsey, I want to thank you for your time today. I know it's late out here on the West Coast, and the weekend is coming. And hopefully we get a nice, beautiful sun. That's a sunrise picture like that coming up. I hear it's going to rain.
Hopefully.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for your time. And I hope you have a great 2021.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. And I wish you a wonderful 2021.
Thank you.